This week on The Marquee, we've got kids' adventures and adult comedies. I'm Kristen Dreyer-Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, The Purge Anarchy picks up a year after the events of last summer's surprise hit, when a struggling couple, a poverty-stricken mother and daughter, and a mysterious man find themselves stuck on the streets the night when all crime, including murder, is legal, they struggle to survive until dawn. The social scope of The Purge Anarchy is larger than the original, but that doesn't mean it's better. Ultimately, it ends up playing like a mashup of The Warriors and The Running Man.
In Disney's Planes, Fire, and Rescue, Dane Cook returns to voice Dusty Crophopper, the crop duster turned air racer who returns home for his town's corn festival, only to discover an issue that could end his racing career. So he decides to follow a new path, training to become an aerial firefighter. Almost everything about this sequel feels recycled, but if your kids enjoyed the original, they'll like this one too.
In Sex Tape, Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz decide to spice up their love life by bringing a video camera into the mix. When their bedroom escapades get uploaded to the internet by mistake, they go to extreme lengths to try and keep it from going viral.
Opening at the Drexel, in the Canadian comedy The Grand Seduction, the residents of a small, struggling seaside town set out to lure a young doctor, played by Taylor Kitsch, to settle there.
Opening at the Gateway, the documentary Video Games The Movie explores the history, making, marketing, and consumption of video games around the world.
The 3D documentary Beyond the Edge tells the story of the first historical ascent of Mount Everest in 1953, using both archive footage and reenactments to capture the groundbreaking event.
Rango screenwriter James Ward Bycett writes and directs the science fiction thriller Coherence. When eight friends gather for a dinner party, an astronomical anomaly in the skies above causes their casual evening to take a bizarre and disturbing turn.
The German drama A Coffee in Berlin tells the story of an aimless college dropout who spends his time wandering the streets of Berlin, trying to find some kind of purpose in life. But for my pick this week, I'll take a chance on The Grand Seduction. Though Taylor Kitsch hasn't had the best of luck, I'm hoping that this small Canadian film and co-star Brendan Gleeson can turn his luck around.
Nothing released this week is better than Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, so for a second straight week, I'm giving it my recommendation. If you want a more intimate film, then find a theater that's still playing Begin Again.
Or if this week's theatrical action and laughs don't have you racing to theaters, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Rio 2. Jesse Eisenberg and Anne Hathaway return to voice Blue and Jewel, a pair of blue macaws who leave Rio with their three kids to settle in the jungle, forcing Blue to face his father-in-law. This tropical sequel didn't screen for critics in Columbus, but if the characters are as cute and the music as catchy as they were in the original, it'll be worth a look.
In Under the Skin, Scarlett Johansson plays a mysterious woman traveling through Scotland, seducing and murdering men who cross her path. This is Jonathan Glazer's first directorial effort in 9 years, since his controversial film Birth, starring Nicole Kidman. Other new releases include AMC's Hell on Wheels Season 3, BBC America's Orphan Black Season 2, and the animated series Black Dynamite Season 1. If none of this week's new releases have you reaching for your remote, you can check out a retro title like David Cronenberg's 1981 cult classic Scanners, starring Michael Ironside and Patrick McGoohan, courtesy of the Criterion Collection. Or Deadly Eyes, a low-budget 80s horror movie about giant killer rats that are unconvincingly played by costumed dachshunds.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Rio 2. My daughter loves dancing along with the original, so I'm looking forward to enjoying the sequel with her too.
As for me, I'm going with Scanners. It's not Cronenberg's best work, and it's definitely an acquired taste, but it's an intriguing film with some brilliant special effects work.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Greek Gods and a Rob Reiner rom-com. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
Careful, man. There's a beverage here.